I recently interviewed Tom Dittmer, a man who became CEO of the Refco Group, the largest clearinghouse and commodity trader on the Chicago Board of Trade. He recently released his autobiography, Talkin' Big. Tom shares stories of trades and trading partners that will amaze you. It's next on the American Countryside. On the Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about stories from rural and agricultural America. On episode 53, it's Wayne Kreitz, the farmer who fought the courts for his own grain.
And if they blocked us any other way, I was going to form a bucket brigade.
In episode 52, meet the college kid making a living by sharing agriculture with tourists.
Agritourism, I feel like they're the unsung heroes of the ag industry because they kind of help bridge the gap between farm to table.
Get Farming the Countryside on the free AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast store. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. You may have heard me speak about our trip coming up this February 3rd through 12th to Hawaii. I hope you'll join us on a three-island tour as we see sites like Pearl Harbor, Volcanoes National Park, and the Maui Pineapple Plantation. You'll enjoy spectacular resorts, a Polynesian luau, and much more. I can tell you from experience this is a trip you won't want to miss, and it's the perfect getaway in the middle of the winter. For more information or a brochure, call 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Plus, there's still time to claim an early sign-up bonus. I hope you'll join me this winter in Hawaii. Tom Dittmer remembers when he first began trading commodities at the Chicago Board of Trade back in 1966.
First of all, what you do when you start out in that business is that you call all your relatives and friends to send you $500 or $1,000 and you're going to trade for them. Of course, after that, you can't go home for Easter, Thanksgiving, or Christmas, and you don't trade your own money because you don't have any money.
He jokes, but says there's a lot of good that comes from beginning the business without much money.
Going in broke is a good deal. And then after you lose all your friends, relatives, and their money, then you have to start on your own. And so you made a little commission, and it is trial and error. For some people, it's even more trial and error than others.
Tom grew his business and established Refco with his stepfather. Looking back, he says there's one move on the Board of Trade that stands out early in his career.
There's only one trade that was the gimme that you always dream about in life. A friend of mine works for a TV station. This is 1980. And he calls me up. He says, we're making up charts right now for the President Carter's speech.
That friend told Tom that the president was planning to make a move that would greatly affect American commodity markets.
We're making up charts showing that the embargo to Russia is not going to affect the American farmer. I said, what? He said, yeah. I said, okay, thank you. So I hang up.
Carter's plan to embargo wheat shipments to the Soviet Union was in response to their invasion of Afghanistan. The markets at the Board of Trade were about to move wildly, but would Tom be on the right side to make money? That story next time as we travel the countryside. I'm Andrew McCrae.